The wash up time to talk all things South Barwon and Grovedale yesterday afternoon, and it was the Swans who had the better of their arch rivals, and the John Nurnkerver Shield stays in the hands of South. 22-11, 143 to Grovedale, 14-10, 94. A bit of a shootout at Burdoo Reserve. Lucky enough to be joined on the phone by South coach Dave Farrell. Faz, congratulations on the win. Another 4 points in the bank, but it doesn't guarantee anything. You've still got to beat West next week.
Thanks, Kingy. Yeah, it's certainly it's set everything up for an exciting finish to the season, which they're all to play for at the moment. So we couldn't be more excited about where we're sitting at the moment.
Yeah, it's a big game against West. But let's talk about yesterday. You set it up in that first quarter. You got the jump on them and they were able to keep them at arm's length for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, our guys started really well. We knew they'd certainly bring some energy, and we're looking forward to the contest as much as we were. So we spoke about starting well, and the guys delivered. Really proud of their efforts throughout the whole day, but to get that start, and I suppose feel like we had a bit of control from then on, albeit that they managed to play some really good footy and control patches of the game. We felt we with that start, we were able to keep our nose in front all day.
Yep. What sort of triggered that start to the game? Where did you get on top of Grovedale that had your 35 points up at the first change?
It was interesting. It was a really quick game, and I think more grounds than not are really benefiting from the less traffic, and Grovedale no different. Their wicket was reasonably firm, and the balls tended to bobble around the middle a little bit, so there's some real free takeaways from the centre clearances. We were lucky enough to be on the end of a few early. They managed to get a few back on us, but certainly some clean takeaways from the midfielders, and some good support of the forwards was where we managed to capitalise early, I suppose.
Would you have batted first if you'd won the toss?
Oh, buddy, Mitchie Troy was sitting in the box telling us how many runs he's made out there, so he was. It was a little bit of cricket banter early, but certainly a good deck.
We got a real good look at how potent you can be up forward. Andrew Bosley kicking six. Matty Caldo, your skipper, who's had a fantastic year, kicking four. Lockie Noble kick three. Johnny Broughton, great to see him kicking three in his second game back. Is that somewhere where you think you can really make some damage if you can get into the finals? That potency up forward is going to be hard for others to contain?
Yeah, we think so. I think our biggest emphasis going into this season, and I suppose planning for last year, was just making sure that we've got really solid contested footy forward of the ball as well. So we pride ourselves around the midfield on that, but just guys that can win their own footy forward. So whether the footy's scrapped in or kicked to advantage and in the air, just guys that can win their position. And we feel we've got enough of those at the moment, and it's really good that there seems to be an even spread up there. There's not a reliance. I know yesterday Bo's had one of those days where it stuck for him a bit, but we're certainly not reliant or going into one target too much at the moment, the way Matty's playing. Ollie Lee's catching it up forward as well. So we've certainly got some different avenues to go, where in the past I think we would have been criticised for maybe being a little bit one-dimensional, and certainly don't need to be now.
Yeah. Outside of Jake Peters and James Siddle, is that probably the strongest team you fielded this year?
I'd suggest the most even. We've certainly got some guys that are playing their best footy, speaking to them regularly, and I suppose trying to keep them positive. They're torn away in the 12 o'clock side at the moment, but some of them are playing their best footy they have for the year. Guys that were in the side earlier in their season, certainly with Bill Starkey and Riley Dwyer and those guys there. They're playing some super footy at the moment, so we're not certain that the 22 we've got out there at the moment is the one that we'll finish with, they're certainly really hard to make any changes after a consistent effort across the board yesterday.
You got another game into Daniel Simmons, but the issue is he never seems to be able to get back-to-back games together. He did between the Leopold North Shore, only it was the bye that stopped him from playing consecutive games the week off we had, but will he play next week and get some continuity hopefully going into a finals campaign?
Yeah, an interesting one with Semo. His body feeling as good as it ever has, I think. So he's certainly stringing games together. He was laid up waiting on the results of a COVID test a couple of weeks ago. So it seems to be one of those years where, I know, speaking to some other coaches, just a bad run of breaks or anomalies when it comes to injuries. And to be sitting there, we've had a couple of guys miss games with waiting on COVID testing results in the last four or five matches. So it's just one of those things where certainly proud of them doing the right thing, as we should all be doing. We keep being reminded, but certainly it's not an issue with his body, and he played some really good footy yesterday, and He just makes players around him play better, I think. He gets the footy out to the outside quickly, makes some really smart decisions, and he adds another dimension to our midfield for sure.
Just on Siddle and Peters, can you just give us an update on how they're tracking and when you hope to see them?
Yeah, they're both really eager to get back into it. So Jake Peters rehabbed superbly well and managed to sneak back a bit earlier than what we thought. So he ran around the early game yesterday and had a huge influence on the result there, particularly late. He's just got a calm head and provided a bit of direction for those guys. So he played played really well yesterday. And James Siddle is confirmed he'll train Tuesday night with a plan to play this Saturday. So, it's exciting that we'll have a reasonably full book to choose from.
Yeah. It was a crucial game for your twos, but you've locked away the double chance now with that win over Grovedale in the early game.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, massively proud of those guys. They, it's a challenge, I guess, this year. It's in any other season, you've just ticked off round 11 and there's a lot of footy to go, whereas we're setting ourselves up for the final round of the season now. And for those guys, particularly the ones that are developing and got a lot of senior footy ahead of them, it's a real challenge at the moment because continuity of footy and then creating really solid form is a battle. And, they're attacking each game with a fair amount of maturity for a really young side. And, couldn't be more pleased at locking away that double chance there. And if we're good enough on Saturday, we'll do the same at 2 o'clock. And, couldn't be in a better position from the club's perspective, I guess.
I usually don't ask coaches about opposition players, but can you give us a few words on Tommy Gillett's game for Grovedale? Oh. He's kicked eight and he's now Bose is kicking six and thinking I might be a sniff of going back-to-back in the goal-kicking, but Tommy Gillett says, hold my beer.
Yeah, so it was, I suppose, an interesting one. We planned it to a degree, I suppose, for him to play Falcons or expecting he'd finish off the season there. So took us a little bit by surprise, I guess. We certainly had some contingencies there. And it's an interesting one on paper. You read that he's come out and done that. And he looks a super talent, I believe, not 18 for another week or two. So a super talent, big, strong lad. But to be honest, we couldn't have been more pleased with the job Brandon Burfitt did on him. The supply they gave him and how quickly Grovedale moved the footy through the corridor at times. He got some really good looks at it. Hard to get around, but Brando maybe a little bit stiff in a few contests. It could have gone 50-50, but he stuck to task superbly well all day. And we're certainly happy to get the points. And if the young fella gets a little bit, a couple more supporters out of that, that's great for him too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. 42 goals now, I think, and I suspect, barring Bose going absolutely bananas next week against Geelong West and Tommy maybe being back at the Falcons, the goal-kicking is his. Any injuries out of yesterday, Fazdy, or did you get through?
Nah, some sore boys. Sort of waiting on a few assessments this morning, I guess, but some sore guys, but not expecting it to alter selection too much. I imagine at this time of year in the game that we've got ahead of us, there won't be too many putting their hand up to rest or be managed. So, we're pretty confident that we'll have a full book to select from.
Yeah, hard to believe you're going to play in a virtual elimination final, but the reward could be third spot on the ladder. It's that's just how tight it is between four clubs fighting for three berths in the finals.
Yeah, I reckon it's great for the competition. I know that maybe more than ever at the moment, there's some real scrutiny and plenty of support for the competition, I guess, that everyone's really working hard to make sure that we do get a conclusion to the season and to have an exciting finish like this where so many teams are still alive, I think, makes for a really great thing for Geelong. And I guess it'd be really tough when we've spoken as a group in regards to staying motivated and those sorts of things. There's no greater motivation than what's in front of us at the moment, so.
Absolutely. Faz, looking forward to being out at McDonald Reserve. At this stage, K-Rock Football planning to bring you the Swans-Giants clash, which will have so much riding on it, and of course stay across scores from other grounds as well as we broadcast the final round of the GFL home and away season. Well done on what you've achieved so far, Faz, but I know there's plenty more to come for the South Barham Footy Club, and we can't wait to see you in action next Saturday afternoon.
Thanks, Kingy. You enjoy your day too.